It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
So this week for our regular segment with James Shaw, I asked James about the Green Party's campaign to overhaul the welfare system. We discussed why New Zealand needs to change the welfare system and what the Green Party is planning to do to ensure these changes are made. I began by asking James what the Green Party's welfare system campaign is all about.
Well, I mean, there is still endemic poverty in New Zealand, and successive governments over the last 30 years or so have either kind of contributed to that by sort of ignoring the problem or not really engaging in the kind of fundamental issues of what causes poverty and how to fix it, or like the last national government, they actually basically kind of went on the attack and really drove down the support structures that people in low incomes have got. And so what we're saying is actually there's a lot of catch-up to do and some pretty fundamental reforms that need to happen if we're actually serious about cracking poverty in New Zealand.
What sort of plans for reform does the Green Party have?
Well, there's a kind of whole series of interrelated pieces. There's something called the abatement rate, which is pretty fundamental, which is the amount that people can earn before their benefit is cut. And at the moment, that abatement rate is very low, meaning that it's causing a disincentive for people to go out and find work because they can't actually live on what they would be earning if they took that work. So we'd like to see some changes there. We want to create a working for families children's credit. One of the things about the design of the welfare system as it is at the moment is it essentially punishes children for the conditions that their parents are in. And so we want to have a crack at that. And we also do have to take a look at some of the really excessive sanctions that people are under. So there are some really stupid rules in there about, for example, relationship status, where, if a woman is, single and on income support, but then gets into a relationship, then she loses that support. So, people end up kind of lying about their relationship status. And we just think it's wrong to kind of punish someone economically if they develop a relationship with someone.
Can we just talk a little bit more about how the current system punishes children? Is it something that is the way that it is potentially not helping poverty rates in New Zealand?
Yeah, there's been a series of things. Successive governments, I think, have kind of continuously layered more and more sanctions on people receiving income support. The last Labor-led government under Helen Clark kind of managed to plateau that out with Working for Families, but it didn't really kind of cause any decline in poverty rates. And one of the design kind of features, if you like, is that, essentially when we talk about child poverty, we're talking about families that are in poverty. And if, like a single mother or low-income family is receiving support and they get that support cut for some reason, for some of those, whatever those sanctions are, then that essentially punishes the child that's living in that family. So because we do have this kind of wide array of sanctions, and there are a lot of reasons why people can lose their income support, that we actually find that children are kind of dropping out of the system as a function of being in a family where those excessive sanctions have been applied and they don't receive any support. And I mean, ultimately, that's why you see these horror stories of, people living in cars and garages and kind of overcrowded houses and so on.
Why should we need to change the way the welfare system is in New Zealand?
Well, because poverty is endemic and in some cases getting worse. And so the system that we've got clearly isn't working. I mean, the principles that the current system is sort of based on is really punitive and in many ways kind of treats people who are on support as you know, if they don't treat them as outright criminals, then they treat them as if they were. And you know, at the last election, we saw that poverty in New Zealand is very high on the radar for a huge number of New Zealanders, including those of us who are privileged enough not to live in poverty. And the situation is, I think, unacceptable. It's just gotten to that point where we really need to take a pretty radical view of the whole system and just say, look, you know, clearly this is not working. It needs a pretty dramatic overhaul.
How easy is it going to be to overhaul the current system? How is the Green Party going to ensure that these changes are made? Will the rest of the coalition government be on board?
Well, I think we all acknowledge that something has to change. Carmel Cipollone is the Minister for Social Development, who's responsible for the overhaul of the welfare system. She does have a pretty major review that's going on at the moment, and so I guess our job in the Green Party is to try and make sure that the public really understands the need for that review, and why it is we want it to go in a particular direction. We got a very clear steer at the election that a majority of New Zealanders are very uncomfortable with the status quo and want it to change. But at the same time, there's still a lot of debate about, you know, if you really want things to change, what is that going to take? And that's really what this campaign is about, is to make sure that we're keeping at the forefront of New Zealanders' minds just how busted the current system is and what it is that we need to do to fix it.
How important is it to have the public's opinion on this issue?
Well, it's very important. I mean, the thing is that if we manage to eradicate poverty, everybody benefits, right? That's not just a function of supporting, you know, low-income families for the sake of it. It's actually, it makes for a healthier, more coherent, more cohesive, more productive society. And so we are losing a lot of people along the way at the moment. And some people we're losing fairly dramatically. So our view is that we all benefit from this, and that's the point of the campaign.
Is there any reason that the campaign started in Auckland? And could you also just talk a little bit about how the campaign's going to work across the country?
Well, the issues are particularly acute in Auckland, and when I say that, I don't want to minimise, you know, the fact that we do have pretty endemic poverty in many parts of New Zealand. But because you've got such high living costs, you know, absolutely out of control, housing and accommodation costs in particular in Auckland, the issues of kind of people not earning enough, you know, kind of really dramatically intersect with the cost of living in Auckland. And so, and because of the population size in Auckland, the issue is particularly apparent. And so that's really the primary reason why we said Auckland.
So how is the campaign going to move across the country? What's sort of going to happen with the public's conversation?
Well, Green Party members of Parliament are going to be hosting a series of public meetings around the country, essentially talking through what we think the issues are and what we think some of the potential solutions are. But we're also quite keen to hear from the community about the solutions that they see as well.
And just finally, could you tell me maybe a little bit about what's next for the Green Party, what's coming up in the next month?
Well, there's quite a lot going on. Chloe Swarbrick is travelling around the various campuses up and down New Zealand talking about youth mental health. You'll remember in our confidence and supply agreement we've got a commitment to funding services, mental health services for 18 to 25-year-olds, and so she's going to be working on that. I've got quite a lot going on in the transport space, and you know, we're still negotiating the outcome of the zero carbon bill and what that looks like with the opposition. So it's going to be a pretty busy month for us.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.